When did you get married, Sydney?
I got married for the first time in 1952.
And where did you meet your partner? Where did you meet your partner?
Well, in cafes. You know, in those days we used to go and Jewish Institute and cafes, and that's how we met.
And she was a local Jewish Glasgow girl?
Yes. Cohen, her name was. And unfortunately, she took ill quite a lot, and she had a lot of surgery operations, and she was alone in the house, wanted to take a bath, and unfortunately fainted and drowned in the bath.
Well, that was terrible. Terrible.
That was in 1970.
That's terrible.
Did you have any children with her?
Two children, of a daughter and a son.
I see.
And I think you married again, didn't you?
And then I married again in 1972. And I married a divorcee with a daughter. And unfortunately, 9 years ago, she was also had an accident. She was run over with a lorry in the A Road.
You've been very unfortunate. You've been very unfortunate.
Yes, I've been unfortunate. Yeah. Some of each.
Yeah, I suppose that's the human condition. I suppose that's the human condition.
Yeah.
A bit of both.
And what are your children doing now, Sydney?
My daughter is married, and my son, he's a taxi driver. He has a black hack. Alan Mayer is quite well known, and he's a good golfer.
Oh, yes.
When you first came to Glasgow, were you involved with other refugees?
Was I?
Involved with other refugees? Did you
Not really. Only one boy. He lived in Newton Mearns, and I was friendly with him. He was the only. But we always spoke English. And he immigrated to Australia not long after the war. So that was, I never associated with German people at all while I was here.
And did you regret that? Had you any wish to mix with other people who'd come from similar backgrounds to you?
I didn't then, no. I do now, but I didn't then. I didn't then, no.